Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1764, Buchanan Developers Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, proposing 7 units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 6,100 of an acre more or less, lying east of Route 1, 300 feet north of Route 361A. For the benefit of the record and copies of this small report were sent to the commission members on February 3rd. We have a small packet of information provided by the applicant that includes a tax map referencing the site and the area around it, some photographs, or aerial photographs. The copy of the planning and zoning minutes for conditional use 1494, a previous application for the same intended use on the same site, and also a copy of the Sussex County Council ordinance approving conditional use 1494 for your reference to the conditions of approval. And they were all sent to you on the 3rd. And additional comments, the County Engineering Department provides based on information received today that the system design assumption for this site would have maximum number of units per acre would have been 12. The site is within a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, being the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District. Wastewater capacity is available. Ordinance 38 construction will be required. Current system connection charge rate is $4,228 per EDU. An 8-inch gravity sewer is available along the parcel's frontage on Coastal Highway. Conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study of 2005 update will be required. Additional comments, the proposed project is in the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District and connection to the system is mandatory. The proposed project is within planning study assumptions for sewer service and capacity will be adequate for the proposed project. The proposed development will require a developer-installed collection system in accordance with county standard requirements and procedures. The county engineer must approve the connection point. The county engineering department requires that a sewer concept plan be submitted for review and approval. And again, they provide a checklist for preparing such conceptual plans. The existing dwelling on the parcel must be properly disconnected and inspected by county prior to removal, demolition, site work, and issuance of building permits. A one-time system connection charges will apply and provides a contact person. And finally, a concept plan is required, and that was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. From the Sussex Conservation District, we are advised that this site contains two soil types, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. In reference to storm flood hazard areas, during major storm events, this area may be prone to flooding. In reference to all site drainage improvements, some may be required. On-site drainage improvements may be likely, and there is no tax ditch impacted. Attached is a copy of an aerial photograph, an aerial soil map, a soil report, and again, a reference to prime and other agricultural lands. And gentlemen, that's all I have, except I will pass down copies of a survey to the site plan.
We thank you. Is there anyone with interest in this application here this evening? That being the case, certainly feel free to get up and circulate and to see the exhibit. In fact, if anyone would like a copy, you may have one of ours. I'm going to give you mine, or if you have one on the board there.
Yeah, we have a second.
Okay, great. Good. And the chair recognizes Mr. Fuquay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant, Buchanan Developers, Inc. With me seated right over here is Bill Buchanan, who is Buchanan Developers, Inc., and also behind me is Chuck Adams from Adams Kemp Associates. As Mr. Lank stated, there was a packet of exhibits that was submitted, which I assume you gentlemen have copies of. This is a conditional use application for multifamily dwelling structures in a MR residential district. The property itself contains 6.14 acres, and it's located on the east side of Route 1, just south of the Bethany Beach boundary line. Multifamily dwellings in an MR district.
Did you say 6.14?
0.614.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
Multifamily dwellings in an MR district as a conditional use are subject to Table 2 of the zoning ordinance, which is the density table. And that table does require 3,630 square feet for each unit in a multifamily development. 0.614 acres is the equivalent of 26,729 square feet, dividing that by the 3,630 square foot requirement. Results in 7.36, which would be the maximum permitted density. This application is requesting 7 units, which does comply with the density authorized by the conditional use section. The site plan on the board basically shows the layout of the development. You have copies of that. This is slightly different than what you have. What this does show is egress and ingress from Route 1. Difference on this plot, what it shows, this retention pond was moved back slightly at the request of DelDOT to be further from Route 1. Nothing else has changed on the plan, as you see from what you have before you. Basically, what this is showing is 7 units. There's 3 units located in the center, balanced by 2 units on either side. Stormwater areas are located between the buildings on either side of the end buildings. Parking is provided under the buildings and between the buildings along the front. All the stormwater, of course, would be retained on site and would be collected into the swale system on the development. It would all be collected and treated per Sussex Soil Conservation requirements. The ingress and egress driveway coming in from the entrance would be a 25-foot drive. There would be 40-foot separation provided between the multifamily buildings as required by the ordinance. 21 parking spaces, as I described, are to be provided. As I said, they are under and between the buildings. Technically, I believe 11 are actually required by the ordinance. However, the full 21 or 3 per unit would be provided. The development would be served by the Sussex County sewer. It is in the existing sewer district. Water would be provided by the town of Bethany Beach. The parcel was in the Indian River School District. It's in the Bethany Beach Fire Company service area. And State and Bethany Beach Police's backup would be available for any needed services. There's no wetlands per se located on the site. There is a ditch that runs along the southern boundary of the property. No TIS was required, traffic impact study. It's a small application, and it would have an insignificant impact on existing traffic conditions. As Mr. Lank stated, an identical application to the one that's before you tonight was presented to the county in 2003. I did submit minutes of the planning and zoning meeting. I believe Mr. Wheatley and Mr. Gordy were on the commission at that time. As I said, minutes of those meetings are submitted. At that time, the Planning and Zoning Commission did unanimously recommend approval of the application. That application was, in fact, approved by the Sussex County Council, subject to 10 conditions subsequent to that. And a copy of the ordinance approving the conditional use application is also in the exhibit book. Mr. Buchanan owns the property. He was the applicant on the prior application, and basically the final site plan approval was not obtained within the time permitted for approval, and that approval did expire, which is what brings us back here tonight. Mr. Buchanan is a small local builder. He's basically been building in the Fenwick and Bethany Beach area since the early 1980s. He, in the recent past, built the townhomes that are located on the site of the old Nomad Village, if you remember where that was, north of Bethany. One of the main reasons, if not the main reason, for the prior approval, and hopefully for your reapproval, is that this application is truly what we come in and sometimes we mention infill. Well, this truly is a classic situation of infill in a highly developed area. And I'll refer to the first two items in my packet, which I think are in this application are very helpful. The first one is the tax map, and the second one is just an aerial photo that was the second and third are aerial photos from Google Earth. I think you can see from the zoning map that this this parcel really is an island of MR zone land that is surrounded by more intense zoning districts and uses. Adjacent to the site of the north, which shows up on the aerial photo, is basically the back of an office complex. I think that's the Taggart Office Center or something similar to that name. But basically offices located to the north. To the south of the site, basically in the front, is a gas station or gas pumps, and it's a combination convenience store and Arby's located to the rear of that. Further south of the site, toward the corner there of Route 1, is a furniture store, and across that road is a Holiday Inn Express. And then to the east of the site, the land there is zoned HR2 high density, and that's a Sea Pine Village condominium, which is a condominium complex that's been there for about 25 years or so. The Sea Pines Village condo is 46 units on 3 acres, which is a density of about 15 units of the acre, which was the permitted density at the time that was built. And then further to the east of that, of course, is Sea Colony, which you're all familiar with. To the west of the site, of course, it fronts on Route 1, and across Route 1 from the site, again, is commercial land with offices and similar uses. Again, the use here we're proposing is actually less intense than the uses that basically surround the site. I do have some proposed conditions and findings, which I'll submit for your consideration. And basically, that's everything we have to present to you other than any questions you might have. So I will submit the findings and conditions to Mr. Lang.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions. Mr. Smith, since you weren't here the last time, maybe you have a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Fouque, and Mr. Buchanan. Mr. Lank read us the letter from engineering with them detailing their system design assumption. Just so I can refresh my notes, would you repeat your density calculation?
As I said, the site contains 0.614 acres, which, if I calculated that correctly, is 26,729 square feet. Divided that by 3,630 square feet, which is the required area per unit, and that comes out to 7.36 units that would be permitted on the site, and we're requesting 7.
Thank you. You most recently mentioned this as an infill and realizing that your conditional use is for residential type application, but as you were describing the area, there were a lot of commercial. Was there any thought to to making this a commercial?
Mr. Buchanan predominantly deals with residential construction. It's kind of his area of most concentrated development. The size of the site is not really ideal for any type of involved commercial or business type development, and it was determined that condominium type townhouse development would be more appropriate, and that, as I said, that is consistent with what is to the east of the site, also adjacent.
Just going back in time, the use to the immediate north, which is the Taggart Center, do you or Mr. Buchanan recall what that use was in 2003? The other application.
You mean
was that residential?
Yes, it was. No, it was Taggart Center then. I think it was being built then. Actually,
yeah, I think it was under development.
Yeah, I think it was approved, but not built yet.
I don't think it was anything there yet.
And I do believe that you mentioned that DelDOT had urged you to move the proposed pond back.
Yeah, on the original, probably the plan behind you, it's very close to the road, and they asked that be set back at least 20 feet, I believe. Yes.
And you said there were no wetlands on the site per se, and that statement comes from, was there a delineation done?
Why don't you come up and explain that? A delineation was not submitted. I believe a delineation was done back at the time of the original application, if that's correct. And Chuck, if you can identify yourself.
Charles Adams with Adams Kemp Associates in Georgetown, Delaware. And JCM Environmental did a review on the property and issued a letter of no wetlands on the property.
Would that letter be in this file?
It's not. It could be in the old file, but I suspect that I will be submitting it for the county council record.
Do we have homeowners association documents, anything that are just
nothing's been submitted at this time. This is a conditional use application. So at this time, we're just seeking general approval of it. And, of course, we'd have to come back before you with actual site plan approval.
Being aware of the site, it's something that came to my mind and prompted that question, is what I don't see here is a, unless, of course, I'm missing it, I see the fire lane signals, et cetera, and you mentioned it's close to Bethany Fire, is a provision for trash removal. Will you be having dumpsters, do you think, or will it be private receptacles if you granted approval?
I quite honestly, I don't think that's been thought out yet. It would be part of site plan. I assume it would be a central dumpster.
No other questions.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Gordy.
No questions.
Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Lank, what's the density allowed in this MR zoning?
12 units per acre if it's a conditional use it approved.
12 per acre, okay. Because I come up with 11.4 units per acre when I take the 7 units and divide it by the 0.614, so that's within the allowable density of 12 per acre.
Allowable density of 12 per acre.
12 per acre, right. I'm saying I come up with 11.4 on my calculations.
So, good enough for county work.
Good enough. So, no, I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Mr. Burton.
Would there be any plans for any landscaping in this?
Oh, yes. Again, we're not doing site plan yet, but there would be landscaping. If I can, and again, this really answers your question, but yes, there'd be landscaping along the south portion of the property in front of the units and out toward the entrance, but we've addressed that at site plan.
Okay. There's a present ditch that runs
along the south boundary.
Right along would be the back of the site.
It doesn't connect. It's not connected to anything. It was an on-site ditch, apparently, that was dug historically some time ago.
It doesn't flow anywhere.
No. It was self-contained on this site. It was didn't provide drainage anywhere else.
No further questions.
I do have a question.
Okay.
Go ahead. And looking at your, at the materials you presented, it appears as though perhaps part of the site's within the town of Bethany Beach. Is that?
No.
Because I'm looking at the at our shading area that we had.
That's actually from the county's map. I'd have to ask Lawrence to tell us what that is. You can see the Bethany line to the north.
That shading area is a flood zone.
Okay.
I pulled the just haven't had the old file with me. I looked for the JCM comments, and there wasn't in the original file. And also noticed some photographs that were taken on behalf of the applicant as exhibits, and the Taggett Center was in operation at that time. They showed the parking lots, the curbing, the cars parked in front of one of the businesses.
Okay.
Yeah. And it also showed a picture of the RVs.
I didn't think it was there.
Yep, it was. It was a picture.
All right. I trust you.
And that's. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Got it.
Just to follow up on a question Mr. Smith had, the state wetland map shows about 3/4 of the site being within a wetland, so it would probably be good to have the documented determination as part of the record because it does show it as wetland. And also your plan probably ought to show the floodplain location on it also and elevation. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Rabbit.
No questions.
Council.
No questions. Thanks.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone who's interested in your application that wishes to speak. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1764, Buchanan Developers Incorporated? In favor?
We don't oppose it. We don't favor it.
Hang on for a second. You're going to go next. Okay. Okay. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1764? Okay. Now, for those of you who aren't going either way, you may have the floor.
Good evening. My name is Tom Mailer. My permanent address is 10 Valley Road, Winding Creek Village. I own a property in Sea Pines Village for the last 6 years. I'm here because our president of our association is in Florida, and she asked me to make an appearance.
Okay.
I was council president for Sea Pines for several years until 2 years ago.
And you gave that job up.
I know. What a sweetheart job. I can understand. Basically, we are here with a concern. We don't oppose it. We don't favor it. Our concern is primarily the runoff water management during and after construction of the adjacent property. Water management has and is a serious problem at our Bethany Beach location. Now, just let me expand on that for a minute, if you would.
Sure.
Several years ago, Pennsylvania Avenue, which is right at the town Bethany border there, we had a serious problem with a ditch. And to make a long story short, and through the help of Gerald Hocker, we got some prisoners out there, and the county came along and put in a receptacle, I'll call it, and then they put a ditch out to and adjoins the ditch that was mentioned a few minutes ago. I want to make sure that the council understands that that ditch that runs along the property line is the primary drain for Sea Pines Village, that we are draining water from Pennsylvania Avenue, and the other side is Sea Colony. We are draining water from Pennsylvania Avenue through our property, which we put a lot of expense because it was an open ditch at first, and then we closed it up for safety reasons and aesthetic reasons. But that water all goes into that ditch that's been there ever since the places were built by Bunning back in the early 80s. So our concern was the council be aware of the importance of that ditch and to keep the integrity of that ditch.
You're speaking about the ditch that runs on the applicant's property?
I'm sorry, the what?
Talking about the ditch that runs on the applicant's property, that is,
yes,
on the applicant's property.
Right. It's right on the border between the PEP up and the applicant's property. Right. So as far as water draining, that has to have some kind of integrity. Otherwise, we're going to have a flood situation backing up all the way to Pennsylvania Avenue. So that's our main concern. The current common area road draining system does not, and it doesn't really work all that well right now. And we're concerned about adding more to the runoff in this system. The runoff needs to be blocked or directly or indirectly from our property. The Sea Pines Village property makes use of various draining systems currently to avoid flooding on our property. These systems must be engineered to allow them to continue to function properly and not be compromised with new construction. So basically, the bottom line is that, like I said, we don't oppose, we don't approve, but we are concerned about the drainage on our property because of that particular ditch.
We'll try to find out a little bit more about that.
Yeah. Okay. My one question was whether it's a tax ditch, and I think Mr. Lank answered that it's not a tax ditch.
It's not referred to as a tax
ditch. Not referred to as a tax ditch. I see. Okay.
Can I ask the gentleman a question?
Sure.
Was the property owner, being Mr. Buchanan or previous owners, involved at the time that ditch was being, that flow was being drained to their ditch on their property?
That system of taking the water from Pennsylvania Avenue through our property and onto that ditch has been there for 30 years, as far as, because it was there when it was built. The builder recalls seeing that ditch there.
Was that ditch created when Mr.
Bunning
and Murray developed that project for Sea Pines?
I don't know for sure, but I would guess it is.
No, just curious. Sure.
That it had been there.
Right.
Go ahead. Okay, sir. All right, so you have a comment, sir? Come on up, and I think you may have an answer to a question or a comment, maybe.
My name is John Heffley. I live at 36870 Chanigan Drive. I have a unit at Sea Pines, and I've been there since day one, which is 84. And at that time, our water system did drain into the ditch that we're talking about.
Our property sits right over here.
Right.
Okay. And can't see it on here, but basically we have three water flows going into this. I'm sorry, this ditch is down here.
Okay.
The way our units are situated, we've got two driveways that face on Pennsylvania Avenue over here, and then also space between two of the units, these three lines. And all that water drains down into a ditch, which is now has been engineered with a pipe.
Okay.
That all comes down and empties at this point right here.
Okay.
So basically, we have all this water coming down through here, and it's got to come through this ditch over here. And our main concern is, again, that we have access to this ditch, or either we connect on to your, I don't know if you've got piping there, or you're going to have piping, or is it?
I'm going to find out, sir.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But again, that's just the main concern over here. We have all this water coming in, and we have to have some type of access to this thing.
Okay. All right, sir. I'm going to ask Mr. Kemp, if you would, come up for a minute. I've got a question or two.
Mr. Adams.
Excuse me. Don't hold that against me. You have heard what the gentleman's concern that's been expressed, and I know that there are regulations numerous regulations regarding these things. One of them, the first thing that comes to my mind is typically if you are crossing somebody else's property, you need an easement to do that. And I haven't heard anybody say that there's a drainage easement there. I've just heard it said that they're using that ditch to drain their water into. I also know that if it's been going on for 30 years, there might be some requirement to let it continue, and I'm just going to ask you to comment, or Mr. Fuquay, somebody, to talk to us about this situation.
Well, Mr. Chairman, first of all, the gentleman from Sea Pines, we certainly understand the drainage situation and the concern about that, which is certainly a legitimate concern. And again, I think, as they've expressed, they're not in favor or against the land use application.
They just don't want their property to flood. Yeah, we got that.
And so I don't want to get into an adversarial situation with them, and I don't mean to be picking a fight or anything else, but the other side of the story that we have is that, again, at some point in time in the past, and this wasn't too long ago, the Mr. Buchanan found out there were, in fact, inmates digging a ditch across the Sea Pines property and connecting that property, this new ditch, into the ditch on this site, and significantly increasing the water flow coming into that ditch.
Did he notify anybody?
Well, he did better than that. He closed the connection off, so he cut it off.
That would send a strong message.
Now, from what I hear tonight, perhaps it's been re...
Sounds like they might be open again.
It sounds like it might be open again, but I think, and I could ask Mr. Lank, if when Sea and Pines was done in 83, there would be engineering or county plans that would show whether there was drainage.
There was site plan.
No site plan. So there probably is some record as to whether or not that's there. That's more than I know, but there's probably a record of whether that drainage was shown. But we're not aware of anyone having the right to go into that ditch. I don't want to say absolutely that that's a fact, because I don't know anything about it other than that. But it's always been Mr. Buchanan's understanding that was a drainage ditch built on the site to just drain this site.
For his use.
Okay. But obviously there's probably some information there that needs to be discovered.
Well, certainly that's an issue that I'm sure that both parties are going to want to explore before.
But I would say that, again, the development of this site will not in any way add any additional water onto that site. And the easement question or lack of easement question is really a question that's really outside of this application. It's really a question between the parties that would need to be resolved.
I would agree with that. For the prior purposes here, we're answering, once again, a specific question. Certainly that has some consideration in our minds, but it is certainly something that has to be worked out among the parties. It's beyond the scope of what this body can do. All I'm going to say to all of you is you all need to get together and talk, because there's apparently an issue, and I'm quite certain that there's a resolution. So, you know, I'm just going to leave it at that.
And we'll make an effort to get together to talk.
Okay, very good.
There was a reference made in the one of the gentlemen that were concerned and made reference that the county was involved in this. I think it was probably the Conservation District.
I'm thinking so, too.
The county doesn't normally do stormwater work.
And what I would encourage all of you to do is to seek out whatever plans exist, see what information is on those plans. The Soil Conservation Service probably has them. As Mr. Lank was saying, that's most likely the agency that was involved. And go back and see what's... see what's in the documents, and I'm sure that that something can be worked out. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Is there anyone on the commission have any questions? Yes, sir. Yes,
question
sir.
For Mr. Adams. The if you might, do you know what the grade difference is between this property and the PEP up? Present
the
elevation.
The PEP up was elevated quite a bit higher than this property. Both properties are still outside of the flood zone, or they're in an X. It's noted on the plan. They're in an X unshaded zone. Mm-hmm. No elevation is actually required.
We're at elevation about 8, and the first floor will be a walk-up and a parking area. So typically the walk-up will not be living area, it'll just be storage and a walk-up through that first floor area. And that will be built up probably to around 9 elevation, between 8 and 9.
So you see some fill going in?
Yes.
In this? Mm-hmm. To the extent of what depth?
Just a foot. Just a foot or foot and a half.
And could you, in following up with Chairman Wheatley's remarks, could you talk with either Bob Long or Tom Crockett about
the
drainage?
We did. And they had no, as far as I knew, they had no input or a plan that we could look at to see, you know, what that drainage system that the inmates created, you know, in back of the site or through the site.
How about any efforts since that system? Did Mr. Long or Mr. Crockett have any ideas about the ongoing project?
No, I do know of an ongoing major project, you know, draining the whole area of Route 1 in that area that was either underway at the time or it's continuing to be done. I don't know of any flooding that has occurred lately in that area of that whole intersection.
Right, right.
That's about my extent of my knowledge. Mm-hmm. And we don't plan to do anything with this swale. We will empty our stormwater manage to 210 and above storm for the site and just empty into the swale, not disturbing the swale.
So you're saying you would follow the Sussex Conservation
That's
District
right.
guidelines
yes.
and keep your water on your site. True. And as the chairman indicated, we have an interest in the
That's right.
Other information if that is posing a jeopardy to the sea ponds.
Thank you. That's all.
I just want to make sure that did you just say that the swale, ditch, whatever the conveyance is, it exists now, you don't intend to disturb?
No.
Okay. All right. That's all we need. As far as the other issues surrounding who shot John, that is still something all you guys have to work out. But I think we've got the information we need. Anyone else? Any other questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.